Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon and welcome to Jackson, Tennessee for two Gulf South Conference games. The first game of today's doubleheader will be the West Alabama women's team taking on Union in a GSC basketball game. And then about 30 minutes after the women's game finishes, we will have the UWA men's game against Union. And this is two big GSC games that we have today. The first game is going to be the women's game, so we're going to preview that one. Tip-off is scheduled for about 2 o'clock. The clock here at Fred DeLay Gymnasium says about 7.5 minutes until they begin announcing the starting lineups and the national anthem. And so for the next 7 minutes or so, we are going to talk about the game and what's coming up for the game and go through the rosters and starters for you here before this GSC game. For Union, Union is number 5 in the country in the WBCA poll as well as the D2SIDA poll, and they are number 5 in the nation. And in the regional rankings that just came out this past Wednesday, the NCAA released their first batch of 3 NCAA regional rankings. Union came in at number 1. West Alabama did not come in the top 10. And right now, UWA's women's team sits in 5th in the GSC behind West Florida. West Alabama has gotten a playoff spot, and it just now is all about seeding and where they'll play, if they'll be able to host a game in Livingston or if they'll have to go on the road to somewhere. So right now, UWA is 9-6 in conference play. West Florida is 11-5 in conference play. And West Florida is number 4 and West Alabama is number 5. Lee sits at number 3 with a 12-3 record. Valdosta State's 14-2 and they're in second place. And Union is number 1. In the GSC with a perfect 15-0 record, and if they want to continue to be perfect with that record, they will have to get through West Alabama in today's game. Union is 20-2 overall, West Alabama 15-8 overall, and West Alabama has lost 4 of their last 5 games against Union. 4 of those were last year, and the other one was prior to last season. And UWA came up here at Union last year and got a win against Union 64-57 here in Jackson, Tennessee. So UWA had some success here last year, and they are coming off of winning 2 straight games against Alabama, Huntsville, and West Georgia. The Tigers defeated West Georgia a week ago today by a score of 66-48 in Pruitt Hall. And then turn around and Wednesday night defeated Alabama Huntsville 56-48. And the Tigers' last defeat was against Shorter on February 9th, 71-69. Shorter got the win in a very tough game for the West Alabama Tigers. So it definitely will not be easy for West Alabama today, but they definitely have a chance to do that. Union has already clinched a GSC playoff spot. They've also already clinched a quarterfinal home game, and with a win here today, Union can clinch the number 1 seed and regular season title with a win, and if Valdosta State loses today. So Union is still playing for some things. Obviously, they have a chance to win the GSC regular season championship if they win today, and if Valdosta State loses today's game. And now we're going to look at who is playing who today in the Gulf South Conference as we are just inching our way to the Gulf South Conference tournament. It will begin March 1st. The men have already clinched a home game. The women still have an opportunity to do that as they are 9-6 in GSC play, and West Florida is 11-5. So they got to catch West Florida if they want to be able to host a game. So in today's GSC action, Shorter is playing Valdosta State in Valdosta, Georgia. Tip-off for that one is about 1 o'clock. And so they must be already underway. And we'll see if we can get a score from that one. Does not look like it yet. And then in Clinton, Mississippi going on today, Auburn Montgomery will be playing Mississippi College. That game is scheduled for a 2 p.m. tip-off in Clinton, Mississippi. Lee is playing West Florida today down in Pensacola, Florida. Montevallo on the road at Delta State. Tip-off for that one is at 2 p.m. over in Cleveland, Mississippi. And also today in West Georgia, Alabama Huntsville has made the trip to Carrollton to face West Georgia in a GSC game. So the ones to keep an eye out today are really all of these games for potential seedings and whatnot. But the West Florida and Lee game has a lot of potential to affect West Alabama and their seeding. So if Lee can pull off the win and beat West Florida at West Florida, West Florida would drop to 11-6, and if West Alabama was to get a win here today, they would move to 10-6 in GSC play and be a step closer to possibly clinching a home GSC game. But like I said, it will not be easy. When you look at down the bench and you see Union's head coach, Mark Campbell, he is standing right in front of me right now. He is one of the greatest coaches in Division II basketball. He has won 244 games since Union has started playing Gulf South Conference games in 2012. And as of right now, he is just 10 wins shy of passing Delta State legend Sandra Rushing for fourth place on the all-time wins list. And so Tigers head coach is Ricky Cram, and he's assisted by Veronica Ryan, Jeffrey Lovell, and graduate assistant Sydney Bozeman. And we are about to get going here as Union has ended their pregame warm-ups on the court. West Alabama is still on the court. We've got about a minute until we get things going, so we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will let you know who the starting lineups are for both teams. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Hold up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need, from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, as we are getting ready for today's matchup against Union. We now have the starting lineup for both teams. We'll go over them. First for Union, it is going to be number one, Shanique Lucas, getting the start. She is a guard, junior, 5'8", out of Papua New Guinea. She is a long way from home. Number 12, Jalancia Williams, 6'2", senior. She plays center out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And number two, Ashton Baker, the 5'6" graduate senior from Mississippi, Nesbitt, Mississippi. She's a transfer from Division I school, Liberty University. And number 20, Bethany Diller, the 5'10" freshman out of Maumelle, Arkansas. She plays guard. And number 24, Emily Dunnigan, 5'4" graduate senior. She's a guard from Dixon, Tennessee. And that is your Union starting lineup. And we also have West Alabama starting lineup. They just got announced here. And it will consist of number one, Tasia Garrett Hammett, the 6'11" senior, who plays guard and forward from LaGrange, Georgia, played her high school ball at Springwood Academy. And number two, Bria Dent, the 5'9" junior, who plays guard and forward as well from Birmingham, Alabama, played her high school ball at Minor High School up in Birmingham. And number 25, Justina Butler, the 5'7" junior, who also plays guard from Bloomington, Minnesota. And number four, Jada Golden, the 5'9" senior, who plays guard out of Montevallo, Alabama. Excuse me, not Montevallo, number from Coleman, Alabama. Played junior college basketball at Wallace State. And now from Montevallo, Alabama, number five, Lauren Lilly, gets to start for the Tigers, the 5'8" senior who plays guard, transfer from Enterprise State Community College. We are about to get set here at Fred DeLay Gymnasium here on the campus of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama in their road red jerseys with white stripes, black numbers, black letters. West Alabama going across the top. And numbers on the bottom, Union, home white jerseys with red letters, black numbers. Ball's in the air, tip-off controlled by Bria Dent, and we are underway here in this GSC basketball game. Jada Golden's got it, gets it right side to Butler. Butler on the right wing. Right side to Bria Dent in the corner. Dent inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Dribbles it, goes to work. The layup is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Union. Going the other way with it is Baker. Baker, top of the key. Working against Justina Butler. Baker, left side pass to Lucas. Lucas on the left wing. Up top, back to Baker. Baker dribbles it, passes it right side, back to Lucas. Lucas, inside pass, kicks it outside to Dillard. The three ball is up, no good. Rebound goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt here on the Union logo. Takes up just about the entire of the court. Dent, right corner, inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Goes to work, dribbles it, turns around, layup is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Jalancia Williams. She gets it to Baker. Baker, top of the key. Left side pass goes to Diller. Diller steps into a three ball, and she buries it. Jada Golden has it, gets it to Dent. Dent to Butler. Butler back to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden on the left side to Dent. Dent, top of the arc. Back to Golden. Golden has it, left wing. Top of the key now, dribbles it right side. Back to Lauren Lilly on the left wing. Lilly to Butler. Butler, left wing, shot clock down to 7. To Tasia. Tasia at 6. Goes to work. The layup is up, no good. Rebound by Tasia. She goes back up with it. She gets it to fall. 3-2 ball game here in Jackson, Tennessee. Baker comes across the court with it quickly. Top of the key on the left side now. Passes it right side to Dillard. Dillard to the corner to Dunnigan. Dunnigan up top to Lucas. Lucas on the right side. Screen set by Williams. Back right side to Dunnigan. Dunnigan, inside pass goes to Williams. Williams on the block. Shot clock at 4. She turns around. Pump fakes. Goes up. Layup is good. Make it a 5-3 ball game. Union leads it. Jada Golden to Bria Dent. Dent to Lily. Lily, being double-teamed, dribbles it, gets it to Jada Golden. Golden drives in, she stops, jump shot's up, no good. Rebound controlled by Union. Coming the other way is Lucas. Lucas, top of the key, backs it back out, goes back in. She steps, passes it out, the 3-ball is up, no good. Rebound goes to Lauren Lily. Lily gets it to Jada Golden. Jada Golden on the right side, up top to Tasia. Tasia, left side to Lily. Lily on the left wing, dribbles it, right side to Butler. Butler, right side to Golden. Golden to Tasia. Tasia on the right block, shot clock at 11. Tasia kicks it outside to Golden. Back to Tasia at 8. Tasia at 6, right short corner, jump shot, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Union basketball. So Baker coming in away with it for Union. On the right side, hands it off to Dunnigan. Dunnigan up top to Dillard. Left side to Lucas. Lucas on the left wing. Left side to Baker. Baker inside pass goes to Williams. Williams on the block. Turns around. Layup is up and it's good. Might have got an elbow into Tasia Garrett Hammett on the right side of her face. No call was made. Bria Dent has it. Gets it to Lily. Lily being double teamed to Golden. Golden on the right side. Golden top of the key now. Dribbles it right side. Right side pass to Butler on the right wing. Butler fakes a pass inside to Dent at 10. Dent at the free throw line. Kicks it outside to Golden at 6, at 5, at 4. Jordan Golda has it. Top of the key. Dribbles it right side. 2. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound. Bria. Justina Butler came up with it on the left side now. Shot clock resets to 20. Jada Golden has it on the right side. Calls out the play. Pass to Dent at the free throw line. She turns around. Shot clock now down to 7. Dent has it stolen, ripped away by Ashton Baker all by herself. The layup is blocked by Bria Dent. The second effort by Dent got it. Justina Butler the rebound. Gives it to Lily. Lily on the left side. She stops, resets things. Up top to Golden. Golden, top of the key. Left side pass to Lauren Lily. Lily up top to Tasia. Tasia, right side to Golden. Shot clock at 12. Tasia has it left side at 10. Looking for Butler. Can't get it. Wide open. 3-ball is up by Tasia, and it's good. 7-5 ball game. Union leads it by 2 here in Jackson, Tennessee. Ashton Baker passes it left side to Dillard. Dillard, left side to Lucas. Lucas on the left wing. Top of the key. Stop. Foul called on Jada Golden. And that is what they called. Jada thought it might have been an offensive foul. And Zoe Watts will check in and replace someone. We'll let you know because we got a media timeout here in Jackson, Tennessee. 4:57 left. Tigers trail Union by 2. 7-5 ball game. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome. Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, here on the campus of Union. Ashton Baker set to trigger it in, and she gets it in to Bethany Dillard. Back to Baker, top of the key, right side to Dillard. Dillard on the right wing, looking, kicks it up top to Dunnigan. Dunnigan to Baker, left wing. Baker, right side to Dunnigan, the three ball is up, and she buries it. 10-5 ball game, 4:43 remaining here in the opening quarter. Jetta Golden, the pass to Lily. Lily, right side, back to Golden. Golden, back to Lily. Lily on the right side. Lily, up top to Dent, to Golden, left side now. Inside to Lily, she stops, pump fakes, loses it, ripped away, stolen by Bethany Dillard. Dillard right side, goes up, layup is up, no good. Justina Butler came up with it, to Dent. Dent crossing midcourt, on the right side, stops. Up top to Jada Golden. Golden, top of the key, right side to Butler. Butler, inside pass to Lauren Lily. Up top to Butler, inside to Watts. Watts on the block, turns around, layup is up, no good. Zoe Watts came in and replaced Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Going the other way, Baker, top of the key. She stops, jump shot's up, and she buries it. 12-5, 3:50 remaining. Union leads it by 7 here in Jackson. Dent to Golden. Golden, cross court to Lily. Tigers trying to beat the press. Lily to Dent, and now a 10-second violation is called. And Coach Rusty Graham is not happy about that one. Not happy. He's in agreement with the call, just not happy with his players, I'll say that. As Dillard, left side pass to Baker. Baker, inside to Williams. Williams on the block, spins around, layup is up, and now a foul's going to be called on Jada Golden. And I believe they got it on Zoe Watts, actually. And they did. Tough call there. And Tasia Garrett-Hammett will check back into the ballgame as Jalancia Williams is at the line. First one is up, and it's good. 13-5 ball game with 3:28 remaining. The second free throw is up, and it is good. Score is now 14-5. Tasia Garrett-Hammett comes in for Bria Dent. The inbound to Jada Golden. Back to Zoe. Watts to Lily. To Golden. Golden right side to Watts. To Lily. Tigers beat the press. Inside to Butler. Butler top of the key now. Kicks it outside to Lily. Lily left side. Tries to get around it. And a foul is going to be issued on Union's number 4, Samaria Thompson. It'll be her first foul of the ball game. So, Lauren Lily inbounds it to Jada Golden. Golden, top of the key, on the right side now. Shot clock at 15. Watts, top of the key, inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Goes under the basket, stops, layup is up, and it's good. 14-7 ball game, 3 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter. Thompson, right side, hands it off to Morrison. Up top to Williams. Williams, right side to Dillard. Dillard, right wing, begins to dribble. Top of the key now. Left side pass to Baker. Inside pass to Williams. Goes to work. Layup is up, and it's good. 16-7 ball game now. And Williams has got 8 points for Union. Golden to Watts. To Lily. Tigers beat the press. To Butler. Butler, top of the key. Back to Golden. Golden gets the play call. Calls it out. Dribbles it left side. To Tasia. Tasia. Wide open three ball. She takes it. It's good. 16-10, 2:15 remaining here in the first quarter. Coming the other way with it is Thompson for Union. Thompson crosses midcourt on the Union logo. Left side pass to Dillard. She hands it off to Baker. Baker dribbles it in right side. She stops, spins around. Layup is up. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Baker. And now a foul is going to be called on number 34, Zoe Watts. That'll be Zoe's second foul of the ball game. That'll check in Ella Falcons for the Tigers. And Zoe Watts will check out. So, Lauren Lilly, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, Ella Falcons, Justina Butler, Jada Golden, your Tiger lineup. Three ball is up. And it's good for Shanique Lucas. Union leads it 19-10 with a minute 50 remaining. Falcons to Lilly. Lilly, cross-court pass to Golden. Golden to Butler. Butler back to Golden. Tigers beat the press again. Golden on the right side to Butler. Butler right side now. Pivots up top to Lilly. Lilly to Falcons to Golden. Golden inside to Tasia. Tasia outside to Golden to Lilly. Shot clock down to 7. Inside pass. Foul is called on Union on number 32. Leah Cobble, her first of the game. Lauren Lilly checks out. Bria Dent checks into the game. Bria Dent set to inbound it underneath the basket. She gets it inside the Falcons. Falcons loses it, goes out of bounds. It'll stay Tiger basketball on the far side. I'm sitting right beside the Tiger bench. Dent set to inbound it. Gets it up top to Golden. Shot clock at 17. Golden dribbles it left side to Dent. Dent left wing. Looks inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Finds Dent cutting. Dent loses it to Falcons. To Butler. To Golden. Shot clock at 7. Dent, the jump shot, buries it. 19-12. Tigers trail Union. 109 remaining in the opening quarter. As Cobble. Left side pass goes to Lucas. Cross-court pass now. Goes to Morrison. To the corner, Cobble brings it up top. Gets it to Thompson. Shot clock at 13. Thompson, top of the key, drives in right side. Layup is up. No good. Whistle is blown on number 25, Justina Butler. That'll be her first of the game. Lauren Lilly will check in to get Butler. So, Zoe Watts with 2, Jada Golden with 1, and Butler with 1 for the Tigers. Free throw is up and good for Thompson. Second one is up for Thompson, and hits off the back iron, no good. Rebound is controlled by Tasia. Tasia, bringing the ball up the court, gives it to Golden. Golden, top of the key, dribbles it left side. To Lilly, left wing. Lilly, looking, up top to Dent. To Tasia. Tasia at 14. Right side, inside pass to Golden. The jump shot, it's good. 20-14, 27 remaining. Shot clock turned off now. Thompson crosses midcourt on the left side. Looks to Coach Campbell for the play call. She gets it. Top of the key. Game clock at 15, at 14, at 13. Dribbling it, holding for the last shot of the first quarter. Thompson on the right side now. Right pass to Lucas. Lucas right wing. Up top to Lucas. At 2. At 1. The 3 is up and she buries it as the buzzer sounds. My goodness. 23-14. Union is on top by 9 as we end the first quarter. We will take a short break as your score is Union 23, West Alabama 14. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Union. As Union's women's basketball leads West Alabama women's basketball 23-14 as we begin the second quarter. Union has the ball as Dunnigan gives it right side to Lucas. The entry pass to Williams goes out of bounds. They'll say it last touches off of Williams, so it'll be Tiger basketball as we begin the second quarter. Tiger lineup, Bria Dent, Lauren Lilly, Justina Butler, Ella Falcons, and Tasia Gary-Hammett. Tasia set to inbound it to Butler. Butler begins to dribble, double team to Tasia. Tasia to Lilly, cross-court pass to Butler. Butler to Dent. Dent left side to Tasia. Tasia to Butler. Butler begins to dribble, top of the key. Right side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly on the right wing. Inside pass to Dent. Dent on the block to Lilly. The three ball is up. And no good. Rebound Ella Falcons. The putback is good by Ella Falcons. 23-16 with 9:18 to play in the second quarter. Coming the other way with it is Baker. Baker, top of the key. Begins to dribble it. Left side to Dunnigan. Dillard. Right side to Lucas. Lucas on the right wing. The entry pass to Williams. She gets it. Pump fakes, goes up. Foul is going to be whistled on Ella Falcons. We got UWA softball going on today in Livingston. Right now, Mississippi College leads the Tigers 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. And baseball is also playing. And we'll see if we can get a score update from that one. As we can. Top of the second inning, Mississippi College leads the Tigers 2-1. UWA got a win yesterday, 9-7, over the Choctaws at Tartt Field. The second free throw is up by Williams, and she makes both of them to make it a 25-16 ball game. So Justina Butler crosses midcourt, dribbles it left side. She stops. Up top to Lilly. Lilly looking, looking. To Dent. Inside pass. Goes out of bounds. And it will stay Tiger basketball. Say it last touched off the hand of Shanique Lucas. So Lauren Lilly will inbound it right in front of the Union bench. She gets it. And inbounds it to Butler. Butler has it. Shot clock ticking. Now down to 14. Butler left side. She stops. To Falcons. Top of the key. Falcons at 9. Right side to Lilly at 7. At 6 to Butler at 5. Top of the key, dribbles it right side to Lilly. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Union basketball. Union's defense gives up 59 points a game, which is pretty good as Lucas has it right side for Union. Top of the key, dribbles it left side, drives in, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Falcons to Dent. To Lilly, cross court on the left wing now. Lilly, inside pass to Tasia, and it's a bad pass, so it'll go out of bounds, and it will be Union basketball. Now checking into the game will be number 11, Augusta Arnold for the Tigers, and number 5, Lauren Lilly will check out. And so now Arnold, Butler, Tasia, Falcons, and Dent is your Tiger lineup. Jada Golden to check in at the next dead ball. Baker crosses midcourt on the top of the key to left side now. She stops. Right side to Dillard. Dillard inside pass to Williams on the block. Kicks it outside. And they're going to get Emily Beard Dunnigan with the travel. So that is a Union turnover. And it'll be West Alabama basketball. UWA doing a good job of hanging around in this game. If they can keep it close going in the fourth quarter, should have a good chance to win this game, I believe. Just got to keep it going. Golden on the right side. Dribbles it. Left side to Butler. Butler, left wing, up top. Dribbles it right side to Golden. Golden on the right wing. To Tasia. Tasia, left side. Shot clock at 12. Tasia looking. Dribbles it. Top of the key. Drives in right side. Layup is up. And it's good. Might have been contact. No call was called. So it's 25-18. 7:30 remaining here in the first half. Baker, top of the key. Left side to Dillard. Dillard, left side pass to Lucas on the left wing. Lucas dribbles it, working against Arnold. Drives in, throws it away to Butler. Butler coming across the court. drives in left side, backs it back out. Probably a smart call. Butler to Arnold. Arnold, inside pass to Dent. Dent on the block, goes up strong, layup is up, and it's good. 5-point ball game, 7 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. 25-20, Union leads it here against the Tigers. Again, Union, the number 5 team in the country in the WBCA poll, as well as the D2 SIDA poll. Lucas has it right side. Inside pass to Williams on the block. Kicks it outside to Lucas. Right side to inside pass. Tasia saves it. Dent to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt. Right side. Right side pass to Butler. Butler, right wing, pivots. Up top to Tasia. Left side to Golden. Golden looking up top to Tasia. Tasia to Arnold. Inside to Dent. Dent. Pump fakes. Pump fakes again. Goes up. No call. Rebound controlled by Union. Baker's got it. Top of the key. Stops. Goes behind the back. Drives in. Hesitates. Brings it back out. Reset sinks here for Union. Baker right side. Takes a step back. Drives back in. On the block now. Kicks it outside to Dillard. Dillard. Left side pass to Dunnigan. Dunnigan. Right side to Baker. Baker, right side, inside pass. Kickball violation. So it'll stay Union basketball. Tiger defense playing extremely well here on this possession. And if they're going to win this game, that is what they're going to have to do. Play solid defense and take advantage of opportunities on offense. And so far in this game, they have seemed to have done that. Shooting the ball, 52% from the field. 2-for-4 from three-point land. The inbound pass to Dillard. Layup is up and good, and she's fouled, so she'll head to the line to try and convert an and one. The free throw is up, and it's good for Bethany Dillard. So 28-20, 5:55 remaining here in the first half. Jada Golden crosses midcourt on the right side. Up top to Dent. Dent to Arnold. Arnold, left wing, to Tasia. Tasia, free throw line. Stops. Back to Arnold. Arnold, inside pass to Falcons. Falcons on the block. Layup is up. No good. Almost rolled in, but it didn't. Ball goes out of bounds, so it will be Union basketball. Thompson crosses midcourt. Left side pass goes to Dillard. Dillard. Left side pass to Baker. To Dillard. Top of the arc. Three ball up. No good. Rebound control by Bria Dent. Dent coming the other way with it. Hands it off to Golden. On the right side now. Golden. Left side to Arnold. Arnold to Dent. Dent in the corner. To Falcons. To Tasia. Loses it. Falcons saves it in the corner. Gives it to Dent. To Tasia. Right side to Golden. Spot up. Three ball is up. No good. Dent has it under the goal. Kicks it to Falcons. Falcons, one dribble. Layup is up. Almost fouled. Didn't call it. Going the other way now is Union. Thompson, left wing, drives in all the way. Layup is up. No good, but she's fouled. So she'll head to the line to shoot a pair. And that is a media timeout now. So we're going to take a short break. Union leads West Alabama 28-20 with 4:49 remaining here in the second quarter. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. in this Gulf South Conference game. West Alabama trails the number 5 team in America 28-20 with 40-49 remaining here in the second quarter. On the court for the Tigers now, Justina Butler, Lauren Lilly, Ella Falcons, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, and Bria Dent. For Union, it consists of Samaria Thompson, Bethany Dillard, Ashton Baker, Keely Robinson, and Leah Cobble. Free throw is up and good for Samaria Thompson, shooting the first of two, making a 29-20 ball game. Union leads it. Thompson sets in. Second free throw is up and good. 30-20 with 4:49 remaining here in the second quarter. Justina Butler coming the other way with it for the Tigers. Dribbles it left side to Dent. Dent, top of the key to Falcons. Falcons turns around, kicks it outside to Butler. To Dent. Dent, right side to Lilly. Lilly to Tasia. Left side pass to Butler. Butler, right side to Lilly. Lilly to Tasia. Tasia, right short corner. Drives in, being double teamed. Needs help to Lilly. Lilly, spot up three ball blocked. Butler with the rebound. Shot clock at 2. At 1. Got to do something. Tasia puts it up, and it is blocked to the first row here at Union. And that'll fire this Union crowd up. Moving the ball around very nicely, UWA did on that possession. But you got to shoot when you're open. And they held it a little bit too long and then couldn't do anything with it in the final seconds of that possession. Thompson, top of the key, dribbles it left side. On the left wing, passes it to Robinson. Robinson finds Baker cutting, and the layup is up and good to make it a 12-point ball game. 4 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Butler, top of the key, right side to Dent. Dent pivots, looking up top to Falcons. Left side to Butler. Butler, left wing, looking, cross-court pass to Lilly. Lilly, inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block, outside to Dent. Short corner jump shot, buries it. Bria Dent did. 32-22, 3:40 remaining in the second quarter. Tigers trail by 10. Thompson, top of the key, gets it to Baker. Baker, open jump shot, and she buries it. 34-22, 3:26 remaining here in the second quarter. Union leads it. Butler, right side pass goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly pivots, looking to Falcons. Falcons, top of the key, left side to Butler. Butler gets it to Falcons. Falcons, right side to Dent. Dent, right wing, inside pass to Tasia. Tasia being triple teamed, and she is fouled by number 4, Samaria Thompson. Most of the time when you're triple team, someone's going to end up fouling, I believe. And that is what happened. So Bria Dent set to trigger it in under the basket. Looking. Dent has it. And she'll get it in to Lauren Lilly. No, she won't. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Union basketball. Seven turnovers here for the Tigers here in the first half. Tigers on the season average just over 15 a game. So Williams has it top of the key, dribbles it right side, hands it off to Dillard. The three ball buries it. 37-22, 15-point lead for Union. Coach Rusty Cram asking for a timeout. And finally, he gets it. So Union leads 37-22 with 2:49 remaining here in the second quarter. We will take a short break. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. Scoreboard update from Chartfield. Tigers have tied it up at 2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And softball tied up at 1 in the bottom of the first inning. Tiger fans can go to UWA Athletics on YouTube to watch those games. Lilly has it left wing. Kicks it up top to Butler. Butler right side to Falcons. Falcons right side. Tigers trail by 15. Up top to Lilly, to Butler. Shot clock at 7. Butler has it right side. Shot clock ticking at 5. At 4, Butler left side. Three ball is up. No good. Rebound Tasia. Excuse me, Lauren Lilly with the rebound. Doesn't matter. Shot clock violation. So 8 turnovers now for the Tigers here in the first half. We've got 2:21 remaining here in the second quarter as Baker walking the ball across the court for the Tigers, for Union, excuse me, as Cobble kicks it to Lucas. Lucas, top of the key, dribbles it right side. Up top to Cobble. Cobble, inside pass to Williams on the block. Williams spins around, and a travel, I believe, is going to be called, and yes, it is called. So that will be a Union turnover. Union now has 5 turnovers in the ballgame. They average 12.5 on the season. So Jada Golden will be bringing the ball across the court for UWA. Top of the key, working against Baker. Top of the key, stops. Right side to Butler. Butler, right wing, looking to Dent. Dent at the free throw line. Jump shot's up by Bria Dent, and no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Lilly. Lilly, up top to Butler. Shot clock resets. Butler has it. Butler to Lilly. Lilly, right side. She pivots. Pivots up top to Jada Golden. Going to be poked away, go out of bounds. It'll stay Tiger basketball. That was poked out of bounds by Ashton Baker. Baker is a Division I transfer from Liberty University. Lilly set to inbound it, looking, and a 5-second violation is issued. And so that is another Tiger turnover. 9 now here in the first half. So Augusta Arnold will check in for Lauren Lilly. So the Tiger lineup, Justina Butler, Jada Golden, Augusta Arnold, Bria Dent, and Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Baker, top of the key, left side pass goes to Dunnigan. Dunnigan hands it off to Baker. Baker on the left wing, working against Butler. Baker drives in right side, floater is up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Williams for Union. She turns around, and another travel is called on Williams. Back-to-back travel violations for her. The 6'2" senior out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Transfer from Purdue University out in Fort Wayne. So Jada Golden has it. Left side to Butler. Butler, left wing to Tasia. Tasia, pump fakes, drives in right side to Augusta Arnold. The jump shot by Arnold, and they call a travel on her. Tough one there. Made the basket, but it got wiped off. So Baker, top of the key. Left side pass to Lucas. Lucas drives in. Floater is up. It's good. Man, she just drove in and flipped it off the wrist, and it went in. 39-22, Union leads. Dent coming the other way with it for the Tigers. Crosses midcourt to Golden. Golden, right side to Butler. Butler, right wing, looking. Up top to Dent. To Golden. Golden, left wing to Dent. Dent to Tasia. Tasia on the right block. Shot clock at 12 to Jada Golden. Back to Tasia. Tasia looking, can't get it, gets it back, layup is up, no good. No whistle was made as Tasia fell to the floor. Baker, top of the key, stops, hesitates, drives in, goes behind her back, flips a pass to Williams, layup is up and good. Count it and the foul. What a play by Union. And they are just showing why they are the number 5 team in America. 41-22 with 14.6 seconds remaining here in the first half. Williams so far has 10 points, and she is looking to add to that. Free throw is up and good. 42-22, 14.6 seconds remaining. Golden has it at 12. Walking the ball across the court at 9. At 8, right side now to Dent. Dent at 6. At 5, Dent right side drives in at 4. At 3, flips the shot off her wrist, and it buries it. 42-24, 43-24. As we head to halftime, tough end of the half for the Tigers as Union closed the half on a 12-2 run. And so, halftime here in Jackson, Tennessee, we will take a short break. And when we come back, we will look at some halftime team and individual stats. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Fred DeLay Gymnasium here on the campus of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. It is senior day here for Union, so right now they're honoring their Union cheerleaders. And it looks like men's basketball will get honored shortly after the cheerleaders. Not sure when they'll do women's basketball, but I'm sure they'll do that sometimes today during the game. Currently, Union leads at halftime 42-24 against West Alabama. We've got about 11 minutes until the second half begins, and I'm waiting on the live stats to update. They have not updated yet, so Union closed the first half on a 12-2 run, and from three-point range, they hit four of their last five from deep, so a good end to the half for Union. And like I said, as we close the first half, they are showing again today why they are the number five team in the country, because they have just been doing this to all of their GSC opponents this year. And not saying the Tigers are out of it, because there's still a whole nother half to play, and the Tigers can get hot from three-point range and get some players going. Tasia Garrett-Hammett has 12. Bria Dent has 6 points. I think if the Tigers going to have a chance to get back in this, they've got to get someone like Justina Butler, Jada Golden, Lauren Lilly shooting the ball from three and making the ball from three. They're both, all three, capable of doing that, and I know that they can. And so we'll see what they do in the second half. UWA getting, is actually out-rebounding Union right now, 13-11 here at halftime. So that is a plus. The Tigers have the same amount of steals as Union, two apiece. Blocks, Union has one. Only three fouls were called on Union in that half, as UWA had 10 turnovers, and I believe that is the key story in the first half, the 10 turnovers for West Alabama. And Union had 9 points off of those turnovers. I think it's more than that, probably. But that's what the live stats say. We're going to look at individual stats now because they have updated for me here at Union. And so, halftime score, 42-24. Union leads it from the field. Union shooting the ball, 14 for 22, 63% from the field. West Alabama, 11 for 27, 40% from the field. And started off the game pretty hot from three-point range, and then kind of cooled down a little bit from three-point range. 2 for 7, the Tigers are 28% from three. No free throws shot in the first half for the Tigers compared to Union's 10 that they shot. They made 9, so 90% from the free throw line. From three-point range, Union was 5 for 8, 62.5%, which is pretty good. And rebounds, again, West Alabama out-rebounding Union 13-11. Offensive rebounds, Tigers had 6, Union had 2. Defensive rebounds, 7 Tigers had, 9 Union has. And Union led the entire first half. The only time they didn't was when we were tied up at 0. Union's largest lead was 20. Currently it's 18. And Union has 9 assists in the game compared to West Alabama's 3. 10 Tiger turnovers compared to Union 6. Bench points, Union has 3. Tigers have 2. And blocks, Union 1. West Alabama none. And fast break points, 2 Union has. None West Alabama has. Steals, 2 apiece for both teams. Points off of turnovers, Union with 6. UWA with 6. Union with 9. UWA with 6. Points in the paint, 18 Union has, 14 West Alabama has, and second chance points, UWA with 4, the Bulldogs with 3, personal fouls, UWA has 8, Union has 3, no technical fouls were called, both teams had 30 possessions during the ballgame, first half I should say, and now we'll look at individual stats for both teams, start with the Tigers. Tasia Garrett-Hammett, 19 minutes of play, 5 for 10 from the field, 2 for 2 from three-point range, 2 rebounds, 1 offensive, 1 defensive, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 personal foul, and 12 total points. Bria Dent for the Tigers, 18 minutes of play, 4 for 6 from the field, 66% from the field, 3 rebounds, 1 offensive, 2 defensive, 2 turnovers, and 1 foul, and 8 total points. Justina Butler, 18 minutes to play, 0 for 1 from the field, and her one shot was a 3. 3 rebounds, 2 offensive, 1 defensive, and 1 assist. No assist, 1 steal, 1 foul, and no points. Jada Golden, 16 minutes, 1 for 4 from the field, 25%. And 1 assist, 2 fouls, 2 total points. Lauren Lilly played 14 minutes, 3 rebounds, 2 defensive, 1 offensive. 3 turnovers in the first half for Lauren Lilly. Augusta Arnold, 5 minutes to play. And Ella Falcons, 8 minutes to play, 1 for 3 from the field, 2 rebounds, 1 offensive, 1 defensive. 1 personal foul, 2 total points. Zoe Watts for the Tigers, 3 minutes to play in the first half, 2 fouls. So she got in some foul trouble, so I'm sure we'll see her some in the second half. Union. Lucas with 15 minutes to play, 75% shooting from the field, with 8 total points, 1 rebound. Williams, 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Baker for Union had 6 total points and 4 assists, 1 offensive rebound, 1 defensive, so 2 total, and played 18 minutes. Dillard, 3 for 7 from the field, 2 for 5 from 3-point range, 1 rebound, 1 defensive rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 9 total points. Beard, 1 for 1 from the field with 3 total points, 1 rebound, 1 defensive, 2 turnovers. And Morris, 3 minutes to play, no points. Robbins, 3 minutes to play, no points. Cobble, 7 minutes to play, no points. And Thompson, 7 minutes to play, and 3 total points. She got 3 for 4 from the free throw line, so she got her points from the charity stripe. Now we've got 5 minutes until we begin the second half. Union has come out of the locker room after their halftime talk. UWA still not back on the court. And so we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will look around the GSC at some other scores going on today. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Fred DeLay Gymnasium here on the campus of Union University. Halftime here, Union leads West Alabama women's basketball 42-24. Taking a look at some of the other games going on in conference play today. AUM, Mississippi College playing, and it's halftime, 34-32. Advantage goes to Auburn Montgomery. And Delta State, Montevallo also playing, and they're at halftime. And Delta State leads it 32-30 over at Delta in Cleveland, Mississippi. And going on in Pensacola, Florida, on the Bay, 34-36 right now. Lee Flames leads that one. UWA women's basketball will get a chance to play Lee on Monday in a game that was rescheduled. And so we'll be on air for that one on Sly 104.9. We appreciate everybody listening. And Shorter and Valdosta State will also be playing. Tip-off has not happened yet for that game. We'll keep you updated on the rest of these games as the afternoon goes. In between the women's and men's games, we're going to stay on air. And so we'll kind of look at these women's games in the conference and see what they do in seeding-wise, as well as preview the men's game. UWA's men has a huge test as well against Union. With a win, UWA's men will clinch at least a share of the GSC regular season championship. So lots going on today here in Jackson in two big GSC games. But currently right now, West Alabama women's basketball is struggling against Union. 42-24 here at halftime. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we will bring you the second half from Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee, as we begin the second half. Tigers trail the number 5 team in the country, 42-24. Number 5 team in the country is Union University. Justina Butler has the ball, gets it to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, pump fakes, drives in right side. Layup is up and good. Good start for the Tigers here offensively. 42-26, 9:42 remaining. Baker, left side pass goes to Dillard. Dillard looking, kicks it upside, up top. To Dunnigan. Dunnigan has it, top of the key, drives in, left side. And kickball violation will be issued against Jada Golden. So it will stay Union basketball. Ashton Baker set to trigger it in. Baker gets it into Dillard. Dillard back to Baker. Baker, top of the key, spins around, back to Dillard. Dillard inside pass to Williams on the block, working against Tasia. Turns around, gives it to Baker. Baker kicks it outside to Lucas. Lucas drives baseline. She stops, hesitates, kicks it outside to Baker. Might have missed a walk. Baker, the three ball, no good. Rebound goes directly into the hands of Dillard, and she lays it in for two to make it 44-26 with 9:06 remaining here in the third quarter. Lily, right side, drives in. Layup is up and good. Count the basket and the foul. Lauren Lily will head to the charity stripe to shoot one. First free throw of the day for the Tigers. And it will come from Lauren Lily. On the season, Lauren Lilly, 63% free throw line shooter, 24 for 38. She gets set, 44-28, looking to cut the lead to 15. She sets in, free throw is up, and she buries it. 44-29, 9:02 remaining here in the third quarter. Thompson checks in for Union. She's got it left side. Gives it to Lucas. Lucas in the corner, brings it up top. Stops, spins around, looking, gives it back to Thompson. Left wing, inside of Williams. Williams on the block, goes to work, goes up, and whistle is called. They'll call jump ball. Nice job by Tasia Garrett Hammett to play defense on Williams. Again, Williams 6'2", Tasia Garrett Hammett 5'11". As Thompson, right wing, inside pass to Williams. Williams on the block. Spins around. Again, layup is up, and it's good. 46-29, 8.5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Dent, top of the key. Flips it to Butler. Butler on the left side now. To the corner, Bria Dent. Dent, entry pass to Tasia. Tasia on the block, spins around, goes underneath. The layup, no good, but she's fouled. She'll head to the line to shoot a pair. Trying to cut it to a 15-point ball game again. Union leads at 46-29, 8:15 remaining. Tasia Garrett Hammett sets in. This season, 77% free throw line shooter. First one is up, and it's good. 46-30, 8:15 remaining. Second one is up and good. 46-31, 8:15 remaining. And so Thompson gives it up top to Dillard. Dillard, right side pass goes to Dunnigan. Dunnigan back to Thompson. Thompson, right side, drives in. She backs it back out, kicks it outside to Dunnigan. Dunnigan, the three ball, buries it. J. Jada Golden has it, gives it to Dent. Stolen away by Lucas. Lucas drives in, layup is up, and good. 51-31, 7:40 remaining here at Union. Butler being double teamed, gives it to Dent. Dent back to Butler. Butler on the left wing, right side to Golden. Golden, right wing to the corner. Lauren Lilly inside to Dent. Dent on the block, goes to work, stops, jump shots up, no good. Rebound goes to Williams. Williams gives it right side to Thompson. Thompson crosses midcourt on the right wing. Drives in. Layup is up. No good. Rebound Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia coming the other way with it for the Tigers. Flips it ahead to Lily. Lily loses it and picks it up. And they're going to say that she walked as soon as she caught it. Tough break there for the Tigers. Pushing it a little too quickly. And so Zoe Watts will check back in at the next dead ball as Thompson, top of the key, dribbles it right side, stops, left side pass goes to Dillard. Dillard flips it ahead to Lucas. Lucas drives in, layup is up, and good. 53-31, 6:50 remaining. Union leads the Tigers by 22 now. Golden to Butler. Butler being double-teamed, back to Dent. Dent crosses midcourt, flips it to Golden. Golden on the right side to Butler. Left side to Tasia. Tasia in the corner. To Lily. Lily. Back to Butler. Butler, right side to Golden. Golden, right wing, shot clock down 7. To Dent. Dent pivots, drives in right side, stops, the floater's up, and it falls around and falls in. Gets the lead to 20. Union leads at 53-33 with 6:14 remaining here in the third quarter. Thompson gives it to Dillard. Dillard to Lucas. The entry pass to Williams, poked away by Tasia. Goes out of bounds. They'll stay last touched off of Tasia. And so now Zoe Watts will check back in and replace Lauren Lilly. And so Thompson set to inbound it for Union. Gives it to Williams. Back to, no, Williams has it. Drives in, spins around. Layup is up, and they call an offensive foul on Williams. And I am a Tiger fan, but happy they called that. But I disagree with the call. Didn't look like an offensive charge, but we will absolutely take it. Down 20, we're asking for anything. Jada Golden bring the ball up the court. Flips it back to Tasia. Tasia, double team, dribbles it, flips it ahead to Augusta Arnold. Arnold, outside to Dent. Dent, right wing, inside pass to Watts on the block. She goes up, layup is up, no good. Rebound goes to Williams. Williams gives it to Baker. Baker, right side, drives in, flips it outside to Morrison. The three ball up, and it's good. Zoe Watts has it. Watts looking to Arnold. Arnold, cross-court pass to Golden. To Dent. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Tiger basketball. 56-33, 5:27 remaining here in the third quarter. Jada Golden has it left wing. Golden to Watts. Watts, top of the key, stops. Three ball is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Thompson. Thompson crosses midcourt, left wing. Hesitates, flips it back to Cobble. The three ball, no good. Baker the rebound, no, it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Union basketball. So Thompson will inbound it, looking. Gets it in to Baker. Baker, top of the key. Right side pass goes to Thompson. In the corner, the three ball is up. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it'll be West Alabama basketball. Tasia, Bria Dent, Jada Golden, Augusta Arnold, and Zoe Watts is your Tiger lineup. Tasia bringing the ball up the court for the Tigers. Crosses midcourt on the left side to Dent. Dent, left wing. She pivots. Looking up top to Tasia. Tasia, right side to Golden. Golden, right wing, drives in, brings it back to Arnold. Arnold, inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. spins around, pump fakes, gives it to Watts. Watts under the basket, blocked by Williams. Arnold the rebound. Arnold out to Dent. Dent left wing, shot clock at two. Dent the shot, no good. Rebound, Jada Golden has it. Jump shot up by Golden, and it's good. 56-35 now. Union still leads it. Thompson crosses midcourt, top of the key. Drives near right side, loses it, gets it back. Thompson, left side pass to Cobble. Cobble flips it off to Morrison. Morrison to the corner, Baker. Baker in the corner now, brings it back to left wing. Baker at 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles it at the free throw line. Flips it back, left side to Morrison. The three ball, no good. Rebound fought for. Williams comes up with it for Union. Kicks it outside to Cobble. She pump fakes, gives it left side to Thompson. Left wing now, shot clock at 12. Thompson, top of the key, stops, backs it out. Left side pass to Baker. Almost went out of bounds, but Baker saved it. Inside pass to Williams on the block. She goes to work against Watts. Layup up and good. Count it and the foul. So 58-35, 2:29 remaining, and we have a media timeout. So when we come back, Williams will be at the charity track shooting one for Union. West Alabama trails Union 58-35 with 3:39 remaining here in the third quarter. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Union as we get set. Lancey Williams up the charity stripe shooting one this season. Williams is a 63% free throw line shooter, 65 of 102 on the season. She sets in. Free throw is up and good. 59-35 now is the score as Union leads the Tigers. Jada Golden walking the ball across the court. Top of the key. Entry pass to Falcons. To Dent. Dent. Pump fakes. Goes up. Jump shots up. No good. Arnold the rebound. The putback. It's good. 59-37. 3:18 remaining here in the third quarter. Thompson right side. Working against Arnold. Thompson looking. Top of the key now. Dribbles the left side. Stops. Right side pass goes to Cobble. Cobble. Inside pass to Williams on the block. Williams kicks it outside to Thompson. The three ball is up and good. Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Right side to Arnold. Arnold, right wing. Inside pass to Dent. Dent, the jump shot and good. 62-39 now. 2:42 remaining. Thompson crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Thompson dribbles it right side. Flips it off to Morrison. Morrison, left side to Cobble. Cobble to Baker. Baker, left wing. Dribbles it now, top of the key. Left side to Thompson. Thompson to Williams. Williams on the block. Dribbles it in. Stops. Pivots. Kicks it outside to Baker. Shot clock at six. Back to Williams on the block. Williams drives in. Stops. The layup. No good, but she's fouled. I believe they got Ella Falcons with the foul. And they do. So that is Ella Falcon's third personal foul of the game. So Williams would be back at the line, shooting two. She sets in. First one is up. No good. The second free throw is up and good. So it's 63-39 now. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. Union leads it. And Williams checks out. Jada Golden crosses midcourt, top of the key. Dribbles it left side, back right side, back left side to Arnold, left wing. Arnold looking to Dent. Dent at the free throw line. Out to Golden, right wing. Inside pass to Dent. Dent on the block, kicks it outside to Lily. The three ball is up, and no good. Rebound, Ella Falcons. She pump fakes, goes up, foul called. She missed the basket, but she'll head to the line and shoot two. That foul is on number 20, Bethany Dillard. And so that will send Ella Falcons to the Charity Stripe this season. 20 of 31, 64%. Ella scored 60 total points this season. And the first one is up and good. Makes the score 63-40. Union leads it. And second one by Falcons is no good. Rebound goes to Dillard. Dillard gives it to Baker. Baker crosses midcourt on the right side. Baker, top of the key, dribbles it left side. Flips it left side to Lucas. Lucas, left wing, top of the key now. Top of the arc, right side now. Almost loses it, gets it back. Shot clock at 10, at 9. Drives in left side. Layup is up and good. Falcons to Dent. Dent crosses midcourt on the Union logo. Dent flips it off to Golden. Golden dribbles it left side to Arnold. Arnold, left wing. Trying to get it inside to Falcons. Falcons on the block, spins around, pump fakes again, goes up, no good, rebound fought for, and an over-the-back call is on number two, Bria Dent for the Tigers. That is going to be Bria Dent's second personal foul of the game. So Ashton Baker walking the ball across the court on the left side, top of the key now. Right wing, she stops, dribbles it behind her back, drives in right side, flips it outside to Lucas. Lucas, the three ball is up, and what do you know, it's good. 68-40, Union leads it by 28, as they are hitting everything from deep. Lily, right wing, she pivots up top to Falcons. Falcons, left side to Golden. Golden, back to Falcons. Falcons to Dent. Dent on the block to Falcons. Falcons, pump fakes, goes up. No good, but she's fouled. So she'll head to the line to shoot two. So, Union. Nine three-point shots made today as Augusta Arnold checks out. And now in for the Tigers is number zero, Mia McCarthy. McCarthy out of Buffalo, New York. The 5'8" freshman plays guard. Falcons, the free throw, no good. Union from the field, 64%, 60% from three-point range, and 84% from the free throw line. Falcons, the second one, up and good. 68-41 now, Union leads it. Baker coming the other way with it for Union. On the right side. Game clock at 14 now. Baker, top of the key, dribbles it left side. Behind her back, right side pass goes to Dunnigan. Dunnigan, right side, goes out of bounds. And it'll stay Union basketball off of Lauren Lilly's hand. And so Baker will trigger it in for Union. And she gets it in to Dillard. Back to Baker at three, at two. Stops the jump shot and buries it. 70-41 as we enter the fourth quarter. Tigers trail by 29 against the number five team in the country. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will bring you fourth quarter basketball from Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, here on the campus of Union University. About to enter the fourth quarter, and Union leading the Tigers 70-41. Scoreboard update from Livingston. Softball is currently beating Mississippi College 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. And baseball, also playing Mississippi College. They are in the top of the sixth inning. And they are tied up at 3-3. Fans can go to our UWA Athletics YouTube page, and you can watch both of those games. For softball, Miss Janet Montgomery is on the play-by-play. And for baseball, Mr. Will Atkinson is on the play-by-play. And I am Mark Gillum with you for basketball today. And we are getting set to begin the fourth quarter in the game for the Tigers. Butler, Lilly, McCarthy, and Rose Smith has checked into the game. And Tasia Garrett Hammett, all in for the Tigers. Butler, right wing, left side of McCarthy. McCarthy to Tasia. Tasia outside to Butler. Butler looking and throws it inside. Stolen by Dillard. Dillard going the other way with it. Left side drives in. Layup is up and good. 72-41. Union leads it. Butler at midcourt. Top of the key now. Right side, left side of McCarthy. McCarthy looking. Looking, left side to Lilly. Lilly to Tasia. Tasia, left short corner to Lilly. To McCarthy. Inside to Smith. Outside to stolen by Union as Shanique Lucas came up with it. She crosses midcourt. Left side pass goes to Baker. Baker flips it outside to Dillard. The three ball is up. And it is good. So 75-41 with 9:02 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Butler, top of the key, right side to Lilly. Lilly, right wing, looking up top to Tasia. Tasia, left side to Butler. Butler, back to Tasia. Tasia to McCarthy, right wing. McCarthy inside to Smith. Smith on the block, outside to McCarthy. McCarthy, top of the key to Lilly, left side to Butler. Shot clock at four, the three ball by Butler, and she buries it. 75-44 now with 8:33 remaining as Baker crosses midcourt on the right side. Top of the key, left side to Dillard. Dillard, left side to Lucas, back up top to Baker. Right side, pass goes to Dunnigan. Right side to Dillard. Dillard, inside pass goes to Robinson. Robinson on the block, turns around, layup is up. No good, but she is fouled by Rose Smith. And so she will head to the charity stripe for a pair. Robinson out of Paris, Arkansas. And now, Union will check in. Williams, Dunnigan, and Shiley Morrison. Zoe Watts will check in for Rose Smith for the Tigers. First one is up and good for second one, up and good to make the score 77-44. McCarthy has it right side. Up top to Watts. Watts, left side to Butler. Butler, left wing. Up top to Watts. Watts, right side to Lilly. Lilly, inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block. Gives it to Watts. She goes up. No good, but she is fouled. So she'll head to the line for a pair. Watts, the first one is up, and it's good, 77-45. Zoe Watts this year from the free throw line, 85%, 42-49. Excellent free throw percentage. Second one is up, and good, 77-46. Very thankful I didn't jinx her. as Thompson on the right wing dribbles it, hands it off to Dunnigan. Dunnigan, left side, pass goes to Morrison. Morrison, left wing, top of the key, left side to Thompson. Thompson, inside pass goes to Williams. Outside, back to Williamson. Williams on the block, kicks it outside to Dunnigan. She drives in, the layup is up, and it is good. 79-46, Union leads it with 7:27 to go here in the fourth quarter from Jackson, Tennessee. Butler crosses midcourt, right side pass goes to McCarthy, right wing, up top to Watts. Watts to Butler. Butler, left wing, up top to Watts. Inside to Tasia on the block. She spins around. Pump fakes. Goes up. And it's good. 79-49 now. 79-48 now. As Thompson, right side now. 7 minutes remain in the ballgame. Thompson hands it off to Dunnigan. Top of the key to Williams. And now she flips it to Morrison. Morrison drives in left side. She stops. The layup blocked by Zoe Watts. Watts picks up the own rebound. And she gives it to Butler. To Lily, right wing, up top to Watts. Watts to Butler. Butler, left wing, back to Watts. Watts, right side of McCarthy, inside to Tasia. Tasia on the block to Watts. And it's going to be stolen by Union as Robinson drives in, left side, and she will be fouled. And tough call there as it looked like Robinson might have committed a charge, but she didn't. It'll just be a foul on UWA. First free throw up and good for Robinson. Second one up and no good. 80-48 now. Tasia Garrett Hammett gives it to Butler. Butler crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left wing to McCarthy. McCarthy, top of the key. Right side pass goes to Lily. Lily to Tasia. Tasia, right short corner, looking back to Lily. Lily to McCarthy. To Butler. Butler, left wing to Tasia. Tasia pump fakes, drives in right side. Dishes it to Watts, and it's going to be stolen again by Robinson. Robinson flips it ahead to Thompson, right wing. Thompson kicks it outside to Cobble, the three ball, and no good. Rebound goes to Lauren Lilly, and she gives it to Justina Butler. Butler crosses midcourt, right wing, left side to McCarthy. McCarthy to Watts. Watts had it stolen away by Thompson. Thompson, right wing, drives in, hesitates, the layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Union, and I believe a foul was called, or it went out of bounds. Something was called. And they call a foul on Zoe Watts. So that will send Union's number 10, Anna McCready, the 6'3" freshman from Fayetteville, Arkansas, to the charity stripe for a pair. So now Tiger lineup, Butler, Lily, McCarthy. First one is up and no good. And Bria Dent and Rose Smith for the Tigers. McCready, the second one, hits every part of the rim before it falls in. Makes the score 81-48. Justina Butler crosses midcourt. Left side pass goes to McCarthy. McCarthy, left wing, up top to Bria Dent. Dent, right side to Butler. Butler to Dent. Dent to Lily. Lily, left wing, up top to Butler. Butler, right side to McCarthy. Inside pass to Dent on the block. Dent goes to work, kicks it outside. McCarthy, the three ball is up. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Union. Going the other way now is Morrison. Morrison goes behind her back. Top of the key. Flips it off to Thompson. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound Justina Butler. Butler crosses midcourt. Calls up the play. 4:38 remaining here in the ballgame. Lily takes the pass. Left side of McCarthy. To Dent. Dent. To Smith. Smith goes up. No good, but she is fouled, so she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot two. And that brings us to a media timeout, so we'll take a short break. Union leads 81-48 here from the Fred DeLay Gymnasium here in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to Union as Rose Smith sets in for the first free throw. It is up and no good. Tigers trail Union 81-48. Smith, the second free throw, up and it is good. Makes it 81-49 with 4:31 remaining here in the ballgame. Union, Morrison, right side now, crosses midcourt, working against Arnold. Left side pass goes to Robinson. Robinson, left side pass to Sally Howell, who's just ticked in. Howell, right side, top of the key now. Resets things here. Shot clock ticking down to 12. At 11, left side to Robinson. Robinson, left side to Cobble. Cobble to the corner. Morrison, inside pass. Robinson, the layup. It's up and good. 83-49, Union leads the Tigers. Jada Golden, Bria Dent, Rose Smith, McCarthy, and Augusta Arnold is your Tiger lineup. Arnold, right wing, up top to Golden. Golden, top of the key, dribbles it left side. Golden looking, right side to McCarthy. McCarthy to Arnold. Arnold inside to Dent. Poked away, stolen away by Howell. Howell, right wing, drives in, brings it back out, resets things here. Kicks it outside to Morrison. Morrison, left side to Cobble. Cobble, left wing, up top to Morrison. Shot clock at 14. And entry pass is stolen by Jada Golden. Golden coming the other way with it on the right wing now. Drives in, spins around. And that pass is going to be stolen by Robinson. She's all alone. Her left-handed layup is up and good. Makes it 85-49. 3 minutes remaining here in the ballgame. Jada Golden crosses midcourt, spins around. Stops, right side to Arnold. Arnold, right wing to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden to Dent. To McCarthy. Inside to Rose Smith on the block, and a foul is going to be issued against Anna McCready. And that checks in Lauren Lilly for the Tigers. For McCarthy. So Lily set to inbound it to Arnold. Arnold in the corner to Dent. Dent right wing to Golden. Golden left side to Lily. Inside to Smith on the block. Smith spins around. The layup is up and good. 85-51 now. 2:27 remaining here in the ballgame. Morrison crosses midcourt on the right wing. Dribbles it. Flips it off to Cobble. Cobble up top to Maxson. Claire Maxson just checked in. And in the corner, she's got it. Gives it up top to Howell. Howell drives in right side. The floater's up. No good, but a foul is called on Augusta Arnold.
Westfall foul on Augusta Arnold. That is her first. Team 4
Sally Howell at the Charity Stripe this season. Howell. First free throw is up and good for Howell. It's her first trip to the foul line tonight, or this season, excuse me. As she sits in, the second one is up and good. Makes the score 87-51. Jada Golden coming the other way with it. On the right side, she spins around, gives it to Lily. Lily to Dent, Dent to Rose Smith. Smith under the basket. She pump fakes, goes up, no good. Rebound controlled by McCready. McCready gives it to Morrison on the right side. Morrison, top of the key, resets things here. On the right wing now. Hands it off to Cobble. On the left wing now, Howell has it. Gives it left side. To the corner, Cobble. Pump fakes. Steps back. The three ball is up. And hits the front of the rim. Falls out. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Union. Howell came up with it. To the corner. The three ball is up. No good. Bria Dent the rebound. Dent gives it to Golden. Golden crosses midcourt on the right side. Minute 15 remaining in the ballgame. Golden, right wing. Tigers trail 87-51. Lily on the right wing. To Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden left wing drives in. She stops, brings it back out. Gives it to Lauren Lily. Lily to Dent. Dent inside pass to Smith. Shot clock at 7. Arnold, the three ball is up. No good. Rebound controlled by McCready. McCready gives it off to Morrison. Morrison on the right wing. Gives it left side to Maxson. Maxson, top of the key, pass goes to Morrison. Right side pass goes to Cobble. She drives in, spins around, kicks it out to the wing. The three ball is up, and it is good. 90-51, 35 seconds remaining here in Jackson, Tennessee. Jetta Golden has it for the Tigers. Crosses midcourt on the right wing. Gives it right side to Arnold. Arnold, right wing. Shot clock at 17, game clock at 21. Golden in the corner to Smith. Smith on the block, spins around, kicks it outside to Dent. Dent, pump fakes, drives in right side. The layup, no good, but she is fouled. So Lauren Lilly set to inbound it. She gives it to Jada Golden on the right wing. Shot clock turned off now. She drives in at 10. The pass is going to be stolen by Union. Claire Maxson has it. She crosses midcourt. Right side pass goes to Morrison, and she will just dribble this one out as the final buzzer sounds. Tough one for the Tigers as Union will get the win 90-51, and they stay perfect here in conference play. And Union's record now moves to 16-0 overall and 21-2 overall. So 16-0 in conference play, 21-2 overall. West Alabama drops to 9-7 and drops to 15-9 in overall play. So a tough one tonight for the Tigers as they fall to Union 90-51. And we will go over some stats, team and individual stats. And we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and then we'll look at some team and individual stats from today's game. Again, Union hangs on to get the win, 90-51. I guess they didn't really hang on. West Alabama just kind of hung on. So Union wins 90-51. And we're going to take a short break, and we come back, we're going to look at stats from today's game. And then we will preview the men's game. You're listening to UWA Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee, as UWA women's basketball fell to Union 90-51 in a GSC game. Union moves on the season to 16-0 in conference play and 21-2 overall, and their win streak improves to 18 wins in a row. West Alabama falls to 9-7 in conference play and 15-9 overall, and we'll see if we can get some other scores from around the conference pulled up here shortly in women's basketball. Going on in Pensacola, 62-56. Lee currently leads the West Florida Argonauts, 62-56. And going on in Delta State, tied up at 69 with 19 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And going on at Mississippi College, 61-55. Mississippi College leads Auburn Montgomery. And going on at West Georgia, tied up at 20 all as they're about to end the first quarter in Carrollton, 20 all. And so that is your GSC scoreboard update. We will go over those games when they go final here soon. And some final stats from the women's game, to take note of for West Alabama. Tasia Garrett Hammett finished the game with 4 rebounds and 18 points. 2 assists she had. And Bria Dent finished the game with 12 points and 4 rebounds. Justina Butler finished with 3 points, 4 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 1 steal, 1 foul. Jada Golden finished with 4 points, 1 rebound, 3 turnovers, and 1 assist. Lauren Lilly finished the game with 3 points, 4 rebounds, 1 offensive and 3 defensive, 1 assist, 4 turnovers, and 1 personal foul. McCarthy for the Tigers played 8 minutes in the game, and Arnold played 15 minutes and had 2 rebounds and 2 points. Rose Smith, 3 points, 7 minutes to play. Ella Falcons, 11 minutes to play with 4 points. And Zoe Watts, 8 minutes to play, 2 total points. And that is your UWA stats. And for Union, Lucas finished with 17 points. Williams had 19. Baker had 8. Dillard had 16. Beard had 8. And McCready had 1. Howell had 2. Maxson had 3. Morrison had 2. Robinson had 7. And Thompson had 6. So Union was one player away from having everybody on their team score in that one, as they got the win 90-51 over West Alabama. And so we've got about 20 minutes until we begin the men's game. UWA has taken the court for their pregame warm-ups. The Tiger fans are out there. Or excuse me, not the Tiger fans. Tiger coaches, excuse me. I'm sure they're fans too. Jake Joblin and Trey Moore out there working with the guys to get them ready for this game. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will begin to preview the men's game. You're listening to UWA Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. We've got about 16 and a half minutes to wait until we begin the UWA men's game against Union here in Jackson, Tennessee. Looking at the conference standings before today's men's game, UWA has already gotten a GSC quarterfinal home game secured. So March 1st, mark your calendars off, because UWA will be hosting a home GSC game, and it will be a big-time, fun atmosphere at Pruitt Hall. And we want everybody to go ahead and put that on their schedule to come out for the Tigers. And so West Alabama right now in first place in the conference with a 14-3 record, and then right behind them is none other than Union. Union has a 13-4 record in conference play, 19-6 overall, UWA 21-4 overall. And we're going to go through the rest of the conference standings. Again, the top eight teams in the conference make the GSC tournament, which will begin March 1st. So Lee is in third with a 9-6 record. West Florida in fourth with a 10-7 conference record. West Georgia, 10-7 in conference play. Montevallo, 10-7 in conference play. Delta State, 9-7 in conference play. Alabama Huntsville, 8-8 in conference play. And that is the top eight. And then below eight, Valdosta State is in ninth with a 7-9 conference record. AUM, 6-10 in GSC play. Christian Brothers, 6-12 in GSC play. Mississippi College, 3-12 in GSC play, and Shorter, 1-14 in GSC play. And so that is your conference standings coming into today's games. And we have a full day of GSC men's basketball. We'll take a look now at that schedule, who I was playing today. And as it loads. So Alabama Huntsville today in men's basketball has already defeated West Georgia. That game has gone final. Final score is 61-59. Alabama Huntsville got the win over the Wolves. And Valdosta State and Shorter will be playing against each other in Valdosta, Georgia. Tip-off is scheduled for 3 p.m. in Valdosta. West Florida and Lee are playing today in Pensacola, Florida. And Auburn, Montgomery and Mississippi College are playing today. And Montevallo and Delta State are playing today. And so we will keep you updated on all of the GSC games as the afternoon goes on, as well as the women's games as they are all finishing to be wrapped up. We'll look at that now. Valdosta State defeated Shorter 77-35. Never could get the live stats to pull up for that one, but do have a final nail from the conference. 77-35, Valdosta State got the win. And that is the only other game gone final. We'll see if we can pull up the other ones in women's basketball. So Montevallo 70, Delta State 69. That game was played in Delta State. We'll see if it's gone final. That's the score, and it has gone final. Delta State hit a last-second free throw to win the game, 70-69. Delta State finished that game with four turnovers in the last 3.5 minutes. So tough one for Delta State. Montevallo gets a win, 70-69. AUM and Mississippi College are playing today. We'll see if we can get that score. Mississippi College is right now defeating AUM 66-60 with 2 minutes and 18 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And also going on, Lee and West Florida are playing, and they've got 47 seconds left. Lee has a 66-61 lead right now, and that one's got 47 seconds left, so we'll keep you updated on it as it goes final. And UAH and West Georgia will be playing as well. They have not tipped off yet. They tip off at 3 p.m. The men played before the women, and so again, we'll keep you updated on all these games. We've got about 13 minutes till we get things going here. And again, UWA men, if they were to win today against Union, they will clinch at least a share of the GSC regular season championship. And so Union this season has already defeated West Alabama. That game was played about a couple weeks ago. Union got the win January 27th in Pruitt Hall. And so now we head to Jackson, Tennessee for today's game. And UWA can win at least a share with a win of the GSC regular season championship. Union cannot do that if they win. They'll have to win a few more games if they want to have a share. But if UWA wins two of their next three, they will be the outright GSC regular season champions. So we will take a short break, and when we come back, we will get you set for today's game. You're listening to UWM Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.